Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. I have Article beds, coffee tables, sideboards, an Article dining set. I was just perusing the site because we're doing up the outside and need some patio furniture. We haven't decided what item yet, so check it out. Tell me what I should buy. I'm sure whatever you pick out for me will be great. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. They're having their Memorial Day sale from May 13th to May 27th, which would be the perfect time to use your store credit on top of sale prices. To claim, visit article.com/99 and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is 99% Invisible.
And Decode DC. It's a special joint episode between my friend here, Roman Mars.
And my friend, Andrea Seabrook. It's election season, as you know. And Andrea and I found out we had a lot of the same questions about the political events that are everywhere right now.
Questions like, how much of a debate or a press conference is genuinely spontaneous?
And how much is pre-planned? Who designs the theater of politics?
Why do speeches and town hall meetings look the way they do?
And what message are the campaigns trying to express with their design?
To answer some of these questions, we tracked down two of the most interesting people I've ever talked to in politics, and we asked them for their secrets.
Secret number one. Every campaign has a brand. This is probably not a huge secret to anyone who's paying close attention, but it's more than just the politician himself as a brand. It's an abstraction that floats on top of the human being that's running for office. So Obama in 2008, it was hope. And for Romney right now, I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it.
Romney's brand is like a competent businessman who can bring back jobs.
That is the message that the campaign is selling, and every detail is arranged to market that brand. The politician's clothes, how he walks, what he says, where he goes, his sense of humor, his wife, his haircut, his watch.
Which brings us to secret number two. Every campaign has a team of people who are in charge of making every event fit that brand. They're called the advance team. From campaign headquarters, they're given a location, a date, a type of event, and a plane ticket. Donnie Fowler is a longtime advance guy. He worked for Bill Clinton, Al Gore, John Kerry, Barack Obama.
So he's a Democrat.
Yes, very much a Democrat. And Fowler says that for every campaign event, there's something you have to have on the stage, but it's a different thing in every place.
Whether it's the flag or in Iowa, the hay bale, or the coal miners standing behind you in Ohio, or the beach if you're in Florida, the naval yard if you're in Virginia. So you want local color, you want signs of Americana, and you want real people.
The key, he says, is making the event look genuine, the politician look more human and good at relating to regular Americans.
So you rarely are going to see even Mitt Romney in front of a boardroom with a bunch of white guys in blue suits and red ties. Because even though his background, to his benefit, to his credit, is from the corporate boardroom, that's not the kind of images you want to choose when you're running for president.
Now, John Seaton, a Republican advance guy, agrees.
Having a bale of hay or a corn reference or something like that certainly kind of gives, you know, makes it clear that you're somewhere rural, so it makes it clear that, you know, if it's caucus season, that you're in Iowa, and sends that message.
Seaton worked for Republicans like John McCain, Sarah Palin, Tim Pawlenty.
And that brings us to secret number three. The advance teams run their campaigns pretty much the same way. Some are better funded than others, but they're all doing the same thing, marketing their brand day by day, event by event.
Fowler says the advance team flies into the event location a week or more before a speech or rally. A 20-minute event requires several dozen people, campaign staff, Secret Service. They start there from zero and work hundreds and hundreds of hours to put together what might be that 20-minute campaign stop. The advance team is responsible for the staging of the event, from the flowers to the backdrop, to the security and the audience.
The first big decision is where to have the event.
And that, says Fowler, can so easily go wrong. Like in 2004, when John Kerry went to the key primary state of South Carolina to announce his candidacy. Kerry's a Vietnam War hero, and he gave his speech before the USS Yorktown, a massive aircraft carrier.
Which at the time seemed like a good idea.
Everyone in America knows it's not fair.
But the crowd was tiny. And especially in front of a huge aircraft carrier, a tiny crowd looks even tinier.
And fair once and for all.
There's a big lesson in this one, says Fowler.
Don't put the candidate in a situation where he looks diminished because you can't build a crowd. Same as the Romney economic speech this year, where he put it in a football stadium and there was only a few thousand people and it looked like nobody showed up to hear Romney talk about the economy.
And I want to thank the folks at the Ford Field for making this a space available for us. I guess we had a hard time finding a large enough place to meet, and this certainly is.
Now, the Republican advance guy, Seaton, also talked about that Romney speech, and he too says choosing a venue that's too large can be disastrous.
You know, immediately before the candidate even takes the stage, you're going to have people tweeting and blogging about how, you know, candidate X clearly doesn't have very much support in this county because his venue is basically empty.
And then remember, those weak applauses, the camera's pan of the empty stadium, will be played over and over and over again.
Romney's campaign couldn't even fill all the chairs in the audience.
Secret number four is a corollary to this. Every campaign these days sends out, well, spies, I guess you could call them, to every one of their opponent's events. In politics, they're called trackers, says Seaton.
Every event generally anymore is going to have trackers from the other campaigns. You don't want to give them anything to use on the visual side that will hurt your candidate.
So here's the half secret.
The advanced staff of one candidate often becomes friendly with the trackers of their opponent.
Morning, Ralph.
Morning, Sam.
I mean, hey, they're in the same line of work. They see each other everywhere. It's their life.
Well, better luck next time, Ralph.
Oh, sure. You can't win them all, you know. Thanks. Nice day, huh, Sam?
Yep. Good to be alive, Ralph.
Secret number five. Everything is staged. I cannot stress this enough. And the longer in advance an event is planned, the more granular that staging becomes. Take the debates, says Fowler.
So what you're seeing is not an extemporaneous debate between two very smart people.
No, it's an incredibly finely staged theater.
Every little detail about that stage, how they're standing, is discussed and litigated early.
And if you watch carefully, says Seaton, you can tell.
Look at how the candidates shake hands, the presence they have with each other, what they're doing when the other person's talking.
Then there are the conventions.
Also, incredible dramaturgical feats. From the message of the speeches to the timing of the balloon drop. Even the chants of the crowds that seem so spontaneous, they're completely pre-planned by the campaign staff.
Even when people are chanting, they're also kind of part of the production.
Seaton says each section of the convention floor has a campaign whip who receives instructions passed down from a central planner.
And the whips then make sure that their sections are chanting appropriately.
Because left to their own devices, a big group can become a big, stupid mob. Like at the Republican convention this year, when a bunch of people started chanting USA, preventing the committee woman from Puerto Rico from taking the mic.
Which actually brings us to secret number six. No matter how carefully the advance team plans, campaign events can and do go wrong. And the biggest screw-ups, says Seaton, are totally self-inflicted.
And then I think everyone remembers Governor Palin doing an interview in front of turkeys being killed.
The event was supposed to be a pardoning of a Thanksgiving turkey, Palin's attempt to do a presidential event. But when she took questions from reporters, she stood right in front of a slaughtering table.
This was neat. I was happy to get to be invited to participate in this. And
behind her right now, a man is hoisting live turkeys up into a cone so he can slit their necks and bleed them to death.
You see this happening, and it's just like there was no one there to say, wait a minute, maybe we should move this interview, 5 feet over to the left or something.
Donnie Fowler remembers a fancy fundraiser for Bill Clinton's 1996 re-election campaign.
Harvey Weinstein and Paul Newman were going to introduce President Clinton into this big fundraiser in Connecticut. And I was in charge of telling Paul Newman and Harvey Weinstein when they were going to go up on the stage to welcome President Clinton into the room. And in my little earpiece, I heard, where are you in the program? We're on our way. And so I went to Mr. Weinstein and Mr. Newman and I said, gentlemen, it's time for you to go and introduce President into the room. So they stand up and they say how happy they are to be there. And they say, ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand up and welcome President Clinton into the room? The doors in the back of the room opened, the spotlight shone on the doors, and in walked Kenny G. So Harvey Weinstein and Paul Newman looked at me from the stage like, what the heck is going on, man?
Fowler realized the wrong person had been talking in his earpiece, saying, let's get started, we're on our way. He thought it was Clinton's handlers, but it had been Kenny G's.
And that brings us to secret number 7. Everyone traveling with the campaign, the advance team, the handlers, probably even the candidate, ends up loathing the music.
So do the reporters. It's a beautiful day!
The sort of upbeat, We Love America pop song that every candidate has.
God, it just makes me ill.
Sometimes it's rock and roll, sometimes it's country, but it's inevitably an upbeat pop song that you come to the stage and you leave the stage and work the rope line with, too.
Brooks and Dunn's got their song, Only in America, that I think has been used by both parties since President Bush in 2004.
Only in America, sunny, red, white, and blue.
The patriotic mix. Seaton and Fowler, both of them, serious political animals, told us they do not miss that in the off years.
So Seaton, Fowler, I can't remember who's the Republican and who's the Democrat.
It doesn't matter. They're putting on the same show.
"99% Invisible" was produced this week by Andrea Seabrook, Lena Masizzi, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of KALW and the AIA San Francisco.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all the stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. Big stressors, small stressors, medium stressors, all kinds of stressors. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/invisible today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/invisible. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Use Squarespace to create a website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to time, all in one place. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. I built my own website on Squarespace, RomanMars.com, and the best part about it is I added some dynamic features, and I do not have to tend to it all the time. It just works. Head to Squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to Squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. There's this famous Abraham Lincoln quote. Actually, it predates Abraham Lincoln, but he was famous for saying, "Good things come to those who wait." But that's only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and you want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring, so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle that you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/99 to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You can find this show and like the show on Facebook. All of us are on Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify. But to find out more about this story, including cool pictures and links, and listen to all the episodes of 99% Invisible, you must go to 99pi.org.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.